Well, summer's been moving pretty fast, and of course, it's been a pretty busy summer for Scott City Sports, getting ready for the fall and winter sports seasons here. We talked with Coach Glenn O'Neill here for football and basketball. Coach, a pretty busy summer, wrapped up football camp, and getting ready to go to the Shrine Bowl for practice and stuff here the next week. Of course, Shrine Bowl the 25th, being assistant coach on the team this year. Overall, how's summer attendance been in the weight room?
Yeah, it's been kind of hot, cold. I mean, we've had a couple with harvest. Of course, you're always going to miss some guys. I mean, they're working until, you know, somewhere between 11 and 1 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, so we would kind of expect those guys to miss. But, you know, the younger classes have kind of been medium. The seniors have done a good job. So have the juniors for the most part in the weight room.
Transition to football here. You lose quite a few starters off the team that helped push Scott City into a deep run in the state championship game last year, and state runner-up in Class 3, a pretty good season at 13-1. I have some new faces in some pretty big positions, but you also have some familiar faces returning, especially in the backfield, and a couple along the line there as well that were starters a year ago, offense and defense. How have things been meshing and with the football camp last week?
Well, we actually have two more days on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, you know, so, you know, depends on when this broadcast. You know, it was okay. You know, every day we got a little bit better, and like you said, we have some returning guys, you know, with, you know, probably Cooper Griffith and Wyatt Cropper, kind of the headliners as far as the guys that have received some, you know, postseason honors. You know, Abe Weeby, a two-way starter. You know, Nick Storm started on the offensive line. Drake McRae started, you know, kind of, you know, one and a half positions, you know, halfway on offense and all the time on defense. So, you know, we have probably an average bunch of numbers, you know, returning with probably 4 to 6 on both sides of the ball. So, you know, it's been going pretty well. You know, they're trying to adjust into being leaders on the team.
Well, the thing with this year, maybe the last few years has been tough. You actually have some, it seems like you guys have some pretty good numbers in the upper class. Maybe you hadn't had those numbers a couple years ago, a little bit better last year.
Well, not really. I mean, we only have 8 seniors, so, I mean, it depends on how high you're going up on the class. You know, the juniors have, you know, somewhere between 10 and 12 players. You know, a couple of them have chose to go to cross country instead of football. So, you know, that wipes out, you know, 2 kids that potentially could have been on the field. But, you know, somewhere between probably 16 to 17 kids in the upper two classes are the ones that are, you know, going to get some action on the football field. And, you know, with the way the depth are at a couple of positions, you know, might have a couple of freshmen and sophomores, you know, challenge a little bit. I mean, the freshmen are a long ways off, but, you know, we have a nice bunch of freshmen coming up, but, you know, if we have some injuries, they could see some action, but we would rather them see the action that a normal freshman does, which is kind of coming in for mop-up duty with hopefully us on the top side of the mop.
Of course, you can't have pads until August, but you've been practicing with helmets. How have the players with the ones and twos on offense and defense been meshing in together so far with some of the new players and some of the veterans?
Well, we got some guys that need to, you know, get their thinking cap on a little bit better. We've had, you know, even with the offensive line, you know, Nick Storm is going to center from tackle. So basically 4 new people as far as, you know, across the front 5, with Abe being the only one. You know, McKinnon last year, you know, got some action at offensive tackle as far as McKinnon Donovan. And he's worked really hard in the weight room. You know, he's about 6 foot and about 255 pounds. And, you know, he's increased his strength, you know, tremendously. You know, what he needs to do is work on his quickness. And, you know, we have a couple other guys that have been, you know, improving their strength and agility also. So it's really tough to tell with the line until you actually get the shoulder pads on. But, you know, they do have to remember their plays just a little bit better. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, that comes with repetition.
Of course, staying with the football part of it here, Shrine Bowl coming up July 25th. You'll be on the coaching staff there with Coach Mosier from Meade there, and among some other coaches in the West. And, of course, one of the players, Scott City, continuing the tradition with Sloan Baker being named and going to be in the Shrine Bowl as well at Hayes, so not too far a trip there. But talk about the fact that you have another Scott City Beaver in the Shrine Bowl with Sloan Baker, and also yourself being on the coaching staff, going to be pretty a neat experience.
Well, we're hoping so. I mean, you know, it's definitely an honor to be chosen to be on the coaching staff. Had the opportunity a couple times before where, you know, it kind of conflicted with a summer schedule with family activities or actually, you know, some school stuff too, and, you know, passed it up. But, you know, before every coach retires, you know, hopefully they get the opportunity to coach in the Shrine Bowl. Just going, you know, what a lot of people have talked about as far as, you know, the type of memories and the type of items that you actually see to really recognize, you know, how fortunate, you know, that the healthy bodies are, you know, so it's something I'm looking forward to. And, you know, Randall Zimmerman, the coach at Junction City, was an old college, you know, teammate of mine back in the olden days. And, you know, so there's a couple guys I know on staff, and that's one reason I chose to accept, you know, the invitation. Well, it was because of those guys. You know, with Sloan, you know, participating, it's, you know, if you have a good football team, you're usually going to get one guy on there. And, you know, luckily, you know, for us, Scott City's had a lot of good football teams, and a lot of good players get recognized, because there's a lot of good football kids across the state of Kansas that have been bypassed just because maybe their teams weren't fortunate enough to be on the winning side of most of their games. So, you know, part of it is recognition, and a lot of it is, you know, definitely skill and character also. So, you know, Sloan kind of fits that bill, being a very good football player with high character.